Welcome to Indie Talks, episode 17, saying goodbye to 2012 and hello 2013. Before we kick into our regular sponsor's message, I also want to say that Indie Talks is brought to you by you, the listeners. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be doing this, because what's the point? I can hear myself talk just about anywhere. So I want to give a big thanks and a big hooray to everybody who has listened to the show. Please feel free to get in touch with me. You can email me at ben@trollitc.com, or you can hit me up through iTunes and give us a rating, which I would very much appreciate, or use the contact form on trollinthecorner.com, trollitc.com, and let me know what you think. So thank you very much. This podcast is brought to you by Noble Knight Games. Since 1997, they've been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide. They specialize in both new and out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. Hi, I'm Ben Gerber from Indie Talks. Noble Knight Games isn't just a sponsor of our podcast, I am also a customer. I purchased from them and sold items to them, and I've always been treated very well. Noble Knight Games always delivers exactly what they promise. They ship super fast, and when I've had questions, they've always had excellent, fast, and friendly customer service. They've got a huge selection of over 100,000 unique products, and when they say it's in stock, they mean it. You'll find discount pricing in most in-print games, and they've got fair and reasonable prices on their out-of-print and rare items. Noble Knight Games ships worldwide, and they know how to package your order so that it will arrive safely with no damage. Have some games you're looking to trade in and get something new, or just grab some cash? Check out their trading and selling in-game section. I've done it before, and it's easy and fast. Noble Knight Games also have a weekly email newsletter featuring new and rare finds, and they'll even handle special requests for you. Check them out at www.noblenight.com or contact them at noblenight@noblenight.com. Noble Knight Games, your satisfaction guaranteed. Holy happy craptastical year, 2012 is just about over, and what a year it has been. Lots of interesting things happened, not the least of which is I started this podcast. You may have to go way back to June 6, 2012 to find episode 0, which is just me on there saying, hey, welcome to Indie Talks. I pretty much put that out there so I could start up this podcast and get us on iTunes before we released episode 1. Strangely enough, about 450 of you have gone out and downloaded episode 0, which is a bit gratifying, I guess, but I haven't gotten any feedback on it, so I don't know if you've liked it or if it just kind of came into your stream because you guys are all suffering from a little bit of acquisition disorder. Episode 1 was an awesome episode. I had Tracy Barnett on, and then we had Joshua Owen and Charles Jai Met on for episode 4, which actually came before episode 2. Because I had to play with space-time a little bit there to fix some scheduling issues. Then episode 2 came up with Chris Tregenza, and this was well before he decided to launch his 66 RPG Kickstarter, a UK premiere for the Kickstarter community. We had Marco Leone on from The Shadow Side, and he talked to us about his interesting start in the film business before he moved over to doing RPGs. I had Drew McCarthy and Jonathan J. Reinhart, one of my fellow podcasters for Geeks Explicitly, on for episode 4.5. Episode 5 featured Quinn Conklin from Toys in the Sandbox. Episode 5A, we had Alf Siegert, who is a buddy of mine, who is a college professor and also happens to be a fairly successful game designer. And he recently just came out with his game Fantastica, which I did a full review of on the website, and I can't get enough of this game. I cannot recommend it highly enough. It's sort of a deck-building board game hybrid. If you really, really want to get into it, then you can go on up to episode 13, which is me talking a lot about Alf's game. We had Matt Vansel on from The Dead Gentleman and Zombie Orpheus Entertainment, and he was telling us a little bit about Gamers Hands of Fate and the Kickstarter that they had going there before they went to film at Gen Con. That has since been successful, and I should also mention that Jen Page is going to be starring in that movie, and we'll get to her in just a little bit. Then I had my buddy Blix, Peter Blix Bryant, on the show to talk about his podcasting adventures with Con Men and to talk a little bit about Tri-Tac Games and their products. Brennan Taylor of Bulldogs came on. I had Jess Hartley talking to us, who has written for just about every single White Wolf product out there, it seems, and also has a bunch of other interesting stuff out that you should definitely check out. Jason Morningstar joined us to talk about Durance when that was in Kickstarter, and to talk about the experience of being featured through his game on Will Wheaton's Tabletops, which is pretty freaking awesome. We did a episode 11, which was an Extra Life extravaganza. Extra Life is a charity bit that Jonathan and I and my buddy Scott and my wife and my kids took part in, where I played board games for 24 hours in order to raise money for Boston Children's Hospital. And between Jonathan and myself, I think we raised over $1,200, I want to say. We did quite well. And I also got to play games for 24 hours straight, which I never get to do. Episode 12, now we're all the way up to November. Chris Tregenza joined me again to talk a little bit about his Kickstarter for 66RPG, which was successful, and also to talk about the online campaign, the online convention, Indie Plus, which has also been quite successful. That's happened twice, and it will be happening again in another few months, and maybe we'll talk to a few other folks about that as well in the near future. Episode 13, I was talking about board games, and that was kind of an interesting episode for me because we had one episode come out on November 1st with Chris that I had recorded in late October, and then nothing. And then November 14th, I finally came out with this, and the reason why it took me so long to get that done was that I came down with a little teensy-weensy case of pneumonia in both lungs, in at least two of the four lobes that are in both of my lungs. And that laid me flat on the couch for quite some time. So I didn't get a lot of podcasting done, but I did catch up on Futurama. So it did actually work out in the wash. Shortly after that, we had Victor Varnado on. He is an actor and a comedian and a director and a producer. And he had just finished up a short web series called Realm of LARP, which I would also highly recommend you take a look at. Episode 14A, I skipped back to 2008. I had the chance to go to the New York Comic Con with some other folks when I was doing some work for my previous project called Ars Geek, which lived before Troll in the Corner did. And we got to attend a fairly sparsely attended panel called The Legends of Comic Books. And that featured just about everybody from the Silver Age of comic books and maybe even a few Golden Agers in there as well. And Stan Lee was the one who was primarily featured. So I stripped out some audio from a very shaky and kind of crappy video that I had taken back in 2008, and that became episode 14A. Episode 15 was Jay Libby of G-Core fame, and then just last week I had Phil McCoy, Ian Hubert, and Jen Page on to talk about Project London, which is currently being kickstarted right now. That is a sci-fi movie with like 774 CGI shots in it, all done pretty much by volunteers. Definitely worth checking out. I would also love it if you're going to go back and listen to any of my past shows. So that is what I am going to define as Season 1 of Indie Talks. Season 2 will hit sometime in January 2013, probably the second week in January, but we'll see who I can schedule and how I can get some folks on there to talk about their upcoming, recent, or currently being produced projects. If you are a listener who also happens to have a project that you plan on kickstarting, be sure and get in touch with me at ben@trollitc.com. Let me know about it. I would rather record a podcast and bump out some other future podcasts that I've already had planned to feature a Kickstarter that's going to be going when the podcast launches. I love helping out folks who are doing Kickstarters. I thrive on new games, so that's something I am purely, purely happy to talk about. Now, I want to talk to you about a little something else that I have going on, and that is something called Growing Geeks. And if you'll bear with me for a minute here, I'm going to play the promo for you. It's about 45 seconds long, so check it out.
Hi, this is Tristan.
And this is Ben.
And this is Growing Geeks, a podcast where we talk about parenting as geeks
and use our skills to raise the next generation of awesome people.
We all started out as a ball of lightning, and we'll all end up as ammonium chlorine.
Growing Geeks is the latest podcast to join the Troll in the Corner podcasting network. You can find us at trollitc.com/ TCPN. And now that you've heard it, I can tell you that one of the authors from Troll in the Corner, Tristan Tarwater, has joined me, and we are both parents. We both have children, and they are all turning out to be geeks in their own right. Interestingly enough, all of our kids are girls, and we think that we may have some ideas for helping your children grow up to be the geeks that they want to be. And if you want to give us a listen, we'll be out sometime in January, I believe. We are going to have at least two episodes in the can before we launch this thing, and then it will be a monthly podcast. So please, we invite you to join us for Growing Geeks. You can find it on the Troll in the Corner podcasting network, along with some of our other podcasts, which we'll get to in just a little bit. But while we are here talking about all these other interesting things, I also wanted to talk to you about something that's coming up shortly, which is my favorite gaming convention of all time. That is the Total Confusion Gaming Convention, TotalCon, as we like to call it. I was lucky enough to be a guest at TotalCon 25 2 years ago. I was also a guest at TotalCon 26 last year. I'll be a guest at TotalCon 27 coming up in 2013. That is going to be February 21st through the 24th. It takes place at the Holiday Inn in Mansfield, Massachusetts, and I'm really, really looking forward to it. I'm going to get to hook up with some of my other buddies, like Jay and Blix, and a few other folks that I have met there and become friendly with who are in the gaming industry. Cannot wait. The reason why I like it is that they call it New England's largest gaming convention, and while it may not be the largest convention in New England that features games, it is the largest convention in New England that is dedicated to gaming in all of its forms. Tabletop gaming, role-playing games, board games, card games, tournament-type games, you name it, it's going to be there. There's a little bit of LARPing going on, there's all kinds of stuff. And my buddy Blix is going to be back with his Cube of Death. There will be a live reading of some fiction that Blix has written, of which I will be playing the part of the narrator. So I'm going to do a little reading there for you guys, and that will probably show up on the Con Men or the TriTac podcast under Blix there. So look forward to hearing me do that, woohoo, sometime after February of next year. Total Confusion, you can check them out at TotalCon.com, and I will have some links in the show notes as well. And while we're on TotalCon, I want to talk about another couple of podcasts that we have featured on the TCPN, the Troll in the Corner podcasting network, which actually has nothing to do with TotalCon, but I did not have a constructive segue to get me to this point. So, moving right along, Wargaming Recon with Jonathan J. Reinhardt. That thing has been going since 2006, and Jonathan is a huge wargaming buff. He likes the miniatures, he likes the tabletop terrain, and he will bring you through all the latest and greatest in the field, talk to a bunch of folks who are active in the field right now, and also go over some new products that are coming out. We also have Geeks Explicitly, the dirtiest podcast on the Troll in the Corner podcasting network. Right now, that's Jonathan just going on about all things geeky. Doesn't necessarily have to be gaming. He covers movies, sci-fi, fantasy, fiction, just about anything you can think of. I have had the privilege of being a guest on that show several times, and it's always a lot of fun. And then we have Monsters of the Shattered World, which is sort of a serialized 5 to 7 minute ongoing story. It reminds me a lot of the broadcast on radio from the 1920s and 30s. It's probably the best produced, best edited podcast on our entire network, and it even has sound effects. So I can't recommend this one highly enough. They have finished season one a little earlier this year, and you can look forward to season two coming out next year as well. Same with Geeks Explicitly and Wargaming Recon. I think just about everybody in our podcasting universe is going to be taking a little break, as am I over the holidays. But when I come back, not only will I have Growing Geeks for you, and not only will all of our other podcasts be returning, but I'm going to be relaunching my OSAP podcast, my old school actual play. I plan on reissuing the first 6 episodes that we already have in the can. What we are doing with these is we are going back to our childhood. It's myself, my buddy Scott, my friend Dan, and my wife Jen. And we're playing a game that 3 out of the 4 of us used to play when we were, between the ages of 14 and 19. That is the Palladium Fantasy Role-Playing Game, first edition, thank you very much. We're revisiting the game, and we've sat down for a couple of actual play sessions. Each one runs about 2 to 2.5 hours, and they're a lot of fun. We end up having more fun doing this than I think just about anything else. So if you want to find out where I got the idea for my publication Something Went Wrong, just listen to the first and second episode from the OSAP reissues when I get them out, because everything goes wrong while we're playing this game. And like I said, it's a lot of fun. I've got two more issues of the Palladium actual play in the can and ready to go. So as I am reissuing these, I will probably have them come out once every other week or perhaps once a month. I will tack those additional episodes 7 and 8, onto the end. And then what we're planning on doing while those are running is we're going to get together and maybe play some other systems, try a couple of one or two offs of some older games that we've enjoyed or some newer games that we've enjoyed, and maybe get a little bit of actual play into our podcasting network. If we can get 12 episodes out this year, I will be fantastically happy. There are other things that I can tell you about, but we're almost done here. So last-minute gift ideas. This podcast is going to be out on December 17th. If you have not bought your Christmas gifts yet, it is time. You cannot delay any further, unless you want to give cash, and then, you know, you just need some cash. But so I have this little thing on there called 60 Games and Geek Goodies for mostly under $20, and there are a whole bunch of honorable mentions in here, too, which are mostly not under $20. We actually have 75, 77... titles on this gift list. Most of them are board games. A majority of them will fit in just about any type of small box or footwear implement that you may want to place them in. And a lot of them, as I said, are under $20. You can get them, just about all of them actually, from Amazon. And if you are a Prime member or not, if you order them on Monday, you'll easily have them before Christmas. In fact, I believe you can order them right up to the 23rd if you're going to be doing overnight, but then it's not very cost effective if you're looking for gifts under $20. But if you need something to stuff into a work gift bag, or if you're giving something to a buddy who you like, but not that much, well, here's a bunch of $20 gifts. I will be putting a link in the show notes, but if you just go to Troll in the Corner and search for 60 Games, it will pop right up. And last but not least, I just want to say to everybody, enjoy the holidays. Have a happy and safe end to your year. 2012 was super interesting. I hope 2013 is going to bring even more awesomeness to the Troll in the Corner podcasting network and to the whole site, and of course, to all of you out there. So thanks so much for listening to all of our shows. Please let us know how we're doing. Give us some feedback. Send us emails. Rate us on iTunes. Who knows? Maybe we'll even give out some prizes. Thanks a lot. Have a great end of the year.